Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Daf Samach Dalet. Picking it up, six lines down, top of the page, middle of the line. El Amaraba. We had a statement from Rabbi Shmuel. We're trying to find their Tanoim that parallel this. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina, is kind of Kohanim, Dover Echad. The time we learned in our Mishnah. Chanina of Skana Kohanim Omer. B'Shabbos Niksab Yachid B'Magal Echad U'B'Kuba Achas. Shabbos, the barley for the Omer was reaped by one person with one sickle and was put into one basket. And on the weekday, it was 3, 3, and 3. Both. I don't care which Shabbos is called. Milo Kamar Bechanin is kind of Kohanim Hossam. Is it not that Bechanin is kind of Kohanim saying there that Kevin the Efshah Lutrachin, since it's possible to have barley done by one person, we shouldn't do it with three people? Hachanami Kevin the Efshah Lutrachin. And here also, Rishon says that since it's possible for the Omer to be, to bring the Omer from only three saw barley, we shouldn't do the extra to come from five saw. Says Gemara, Mimai, how could you compare the two? Dilma Ad Kan Lo Kamar Bishmal Hacha. Maybe the only reason why he says over here that it's three saw Ela Delekha Pursuming Nisa, because there's no Pursuming Nisa of the amount of if the amount ends up being five. You do three barley, you do five barley, five saw. It comes out to be the same. So the even though the on Samach Gimel and Abayz, we had in the Mishnah something which we didn't really spell out, but in the Mishnah it said that if Chinen is kind of Konam Omer on Shabbos, it would do Kotzer by one person with one Magal and with one Kupa, and during the Chol is 3, 3, and 3. Now, what exactly? The Chacham said, no, Shabbos, not if it's going to be 3, 3, 3. Now, why was it, what was the reasoning for saying that it was a difference between Shabbos and Chol? Because the reason why you'd have one more than one is because in the pasuk that goes and counts the days after bringing the omer, the mitzvah, it says like this: Usfartam lechem rochos haShabbos miyom haviyachem es omer tenufa. So it says you count from the day after Shabbos. We have a gemara gemir lan. You know, we have a tradition that says that when it says here Shabbos, it means the first day of Pesach. Now, it doesn't, even though normally it means Shabbos. Okay, so now, the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th. But we know there was these people called the Baisusim, and they fought with they didn't agree with Torah Sebaal Peh, and therefore they explained it to mean Sunday. Like, you know, you have Shabbos, you have Sunday. So they held that the Omer should always be brought on the first Sunday after the first day of Pesach. To fight against that, this mistake of the Baisusim, and to make sure that what the real Masorah was, Chacham said that the reaping of the Omer on its proper date to be done with a whole ceremony, right, that we're going to see in a moment, right? So therefore, they said they have to do it three people, to each one with a separate sickle, and each one had reaped in a separate basket. Even though we needed it in that context to go against Baisusim, that wasn't the reason to increase the amount to five saw. The amount should instead be reduced to the minimum malachas done on Shabbos. Aval ha'as, because they don't have pirsumin nisa. Aval ha'as, they can pirsumin milsa. Pirsumin, not nisa, sorry, milsa. But in reference to the amount of reapers, where there's an increase in the pirsum, if three are used, right? Now, you have more people there than if you only have one. Emek Rabbanon's field, maybe see he holds like the Rabbanon. Who said that there has to be three? Inami, or you could say Adkan lo kamar bechanin lesibekan koram hasam. That only one person should reap it. The ibechad, the ibeshlosha tzarch kavo misavin v'kil chaso. Because where the reaping is done by one person or three, the whatever is done for gavoa, that's like the amount of people that are there is not going to change what actual service is done. Over here, in reference to the amount of grain, where the you're not having tzorach gavoah, it's not done if only three are done. Right, the fine flour coming from three saw is not as good as that coming from five saw, like we said earlier. Maybe they're going to say like the Rabbanan, who allow the reaping as much grain on Shabbos as is done on a weekday. Okay, so we don't have a riot to say that this is going to be the same, they're holding the same thing. Now we try again, another time that agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, Elon, Rav Ashi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amru, et Davar Echad. We say it's Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. It's not, we learned the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, this is important to understand that back in the day, the day where Rosh Hashanah fell out wasn't already decided by the calendar, but it depended on the month. And when you have the Beis Din that would come in, they would hear the Edom that come in and see what's going on, and they would make a Rosh Chodesh. So the witnesses could travel even on Shabbos to tell them that they saw the new moon to the Beis Din. The Mishnah is discussing whether this applies in all circumstances. The time we looked in the Mishnah. Bein Shiner Ba'alil, whether the moon was seen clearly to everyone, Bein Shaloner Ba'alil, Michal Anov to Shabbos, or Michal Shabbos to go tell to come bring Edus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imnir Ba'alil, he says, no, if it's seen very clearly, then Imichal of Shabbos, and Michal Shabbos, because everyone, he says that there's no reason for doing it, because we can assume that Beis Din also saw the new moon. The witnesses are not going to be Michal Shabbos for that. Milo Omer Ba'yossi Hossam, isn't that the Rabbi Yossi saying over there, Kivin the Efshal of Tachin, it says it's possible to avoid having them travel on Shabbos, we shouldn't let them do it. Hachanami came into Afshal Lutachin, it's here too, Rabbi Shmuel is going to pass, and that since it's possible to bring the Omer from only three sabar, we shouldn't do the extra work and to bring five. Says Gemara, not a good comparison, because we might. Dilma Adkan Lokom Rabbi Shmuel Hachal, the only reason Rabbi Shmuel says over here that there's only three saws, Elo Delecha Nimsesa Atam Chshilin, lost the level, because where the amount is three or five, there's no problem of it's going to come out, they're going to cause them to make a mistake in the future. But over there, in the case of the new moon, if you stop them from coming, it's going to come out, you're going to make a mistake in the future. And we're going to say that they hold like the Rabbanan, right? What does that mean? Because it says that Rabbi Kiva once stopped the witnesses from coming to Beis on Shabbos, and Ramil said, if you stop them, it's going to come out, they're going to cause, there's going to be a mistake in the future. Sometime in the future, these people are going to see the new moon when it's not so clearly, and they're going to make a mistake to think that, oh yeah, it must be people who saw the moon here also. So if we saw it, the Beis Din also saw it, even if it's not so clear. They're going to stop from going from Michal Shabbos to say bring what they saw. And they're going to stop Beis Din from having this Eidos to say that it's got to be a new moon at the proper time. Now, in reference to the amount of barley used to the Omer, that doesn't apply. Therefore, it's possible at all, Rabbi Shmuel asks any unnecessary thing for the, you know, work for the Omer. He might agree that the witnesses can travel to Beis Din on Shabbos, even when they're not needed, to stop them from issues in the future. Inami, another thing we could say is, Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yossi Hossam, that the witnesses are also from traveling on Shabbos, el delecha tzarech gavoa, because it's not really tzarech gavoa to do such a thing, right? It's only by karbonos that we have such a thing. Rashi says, de'eno karbon, velo nitno Shabbos lidchos, osho yom mishum davar acher. Velo nitno Shabbos lidchos, says the Gemara itself. Shabbos is not given just to be doche. Over here by the Omer, where there is Tzarech Gavoah, right, to get the five saw, because the flour that comes from five saw is on a higher level than have three. We need to Shabbos Lidachos, and Shabbos is given to be overridden over here in order to be able to get the three saw. This is a do not apply in the case of three saw, maybe they don't apply in the five either, right? Amik Rabbanis, really. I would say maybe they agree with Rabbanin, who allows much grain as to be cut as Shabbos than as on the weekday. Okay. We see, we try to compare, and we weren't successful. Now, Itmar, Shachat Shechatot Shosh Tzibor, let's say someone Shachat two for the Tzibor, Chatos for the Tzibor on Shabbos, V'ilon Tzarech Elo Achas, but they only really need one of them. Rashi says, B'Shabbos B'Shechatot Shosh Tzibor, could go on Aleph Min Se'iri Avon Azar, Se'iri Regel, B'Shabbos Shabbatoch Regel. And yeah, Shabbos came out, let's say, on Pitzach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and Shachat two of them is a Chatos for the Musaf. Now, really, only need one. Now, Mechal Shabbos do the other one. But the person shechted two because he thought that since they had been set up as carbon for the tzibor, which are on Shabbos, the shechita both is mutter. He made a mistake, though, because once the first one was shechted, the second one wasn't able, is no longer to be brought as a carbon. So Rabbi Vitam Rabbi Ami, Chayev al Shnia is going to be Chayev for shechting the second one. Potter al Bishana, but he's Potter for the first one. Afilin is Chapel of Shnia, and this even if Kapara was affected through the second one, let's say the dam of the first animal spilled and the second animal was shechted, since the first one can't be used anymore, the second one is brought in place as a Chatas that is now going to be atoning with Kapara for the community. So the one who shechted is going to be Chayev for Shechita, the second animal, not for the first, because it. The time of the Shechita is what's really relevant, where it was, the first animal was good at that time, and the second one wasn't. V'afil ha'nimitzes rishona k'chusha, and even the first animal was found later to be kachush, before the second was shechted. I mean, the animal is not, you know, it's very weak and very, very lean, you know, we like fatty stuff. It's not a good gift to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know. What do you think we, We do such things. Rashi says, so as I said before, it's not like a good thing to give Hashem. Now, does he really say that? Fat one lean, the fat one, going to be chayv in the second one. Going to be potter. Not only that, but we say that the guy after he shechted the kachosh one, have shmein lechatchila, so bring the fat one. And shechted. Not only is he not going to be chayv for shechting the fat one, but he was even supposed to have done, even though that other animal had already been shechted for the same purpose. So the Gemara says two answers. Ibaisema sami kusha mikmaisa. Delete that statement of the lean animal from the first teaching. Rabbi never said that the shochet is chai for the second shechita, even where the first animal is found to be lean. In that case, Rabbi is going to say that a substitute should be sought and shechted even on Shabbos. That the first teaching was said by Rabbi Ami, not by Rabbah. Rabbah's name, you know, get rid of it, delete it, says Rashi. If the first one is found to be kachosh internally after the shechita of the second animal, meaning when he shechted the second animal, he did so, you know, he wasn't allowed to do it, because the first animal seemed to be fat enough. Only after the shechita, the second shechita, was the first animal discovered to be lean, and they really checked inside it. Now, what's going to be the din? Is it still going to be putter for shechting the second animal, even though he didn't yet know that the first one was no good? To go according to his machshava, the gavli sura kamakavin, he had in mind to do an esser, even though, because he didn't know that the first one wasn't so good. We're going to his meisim. And it turned out afterwards that, you know, what he did was actually proper. Isn't this the discussion of Rabbah and Rava? The Itmar. Somebody heard that there was a kid that was drowning in the ocean. And he spread his net to bring up fish. He brought up only fish. Chayiv is going to be chayiv for Michal Shabbos, right? Because Bilal's dagam, if he had in mind to bring a fish, for Hela dagam with Hinok, he brought up also the kid, Rava Merchayev, Rava says it's going to be Chayev. Because even though you saved the kid's life over here, he's going to say it's going to be Chayev because his kafana was to go fishing. So he holds in this case of this, that goes going to his thoughts. Rava Merpater says it's going to be Pater. Now, so far, Rabba says that he's going to be potter. Since he heard there was a child drowning, it could be that maybe he was also in saving the kid. But if he had not heard about the kid, then Rabba would not say that he's off the hook. Rabba would agree with Rabba that although the person's act is mutter, he's going to be chayiv for being Michal Shabbos, because it's also to go fishing. So it's even according to Rabbah, it's according to the person's machshava that counts, and not according to what comes out at the end. Vika diamri. Some say differently. Amar Lei, he said to Ravina, Hainu pliktaya de Rabbah Rabbah. Isn't this the machlokas Rabbah Rabbah de Itmar? We know it was said that Shama Shatabatinik Bayam, if one heard that there was a kid drowning in the ocean, a parson was through the last dog, and someone threw out their net in order to go into save fish. Vehela dagim brought up only fish. Chayef is going to be chayef on Shabbos. Halos dagim we went to bring up the fish. Vehela tino dagim we brought up both. Then Rabba Merpater Rava Merchayev. Rabba Merpater Zil Basar Maisav. Rava Merchayev Zil Basar Machshav Machshavto. They go according to his machshava. Machshavot tovot. Okay. Next. Amar Rabba. Chola Shamaduhu Ligurog. If a sick person needs to have a dried fig on Shabbos, right? They check him out and they see, like, you have that, he's going to be healed. Rashi says, Vim Yochel Achas, you're up. He only needs one fig, he doesn't need a second one. For Atsa Asara bin Adam, if you are Asara Gugus Bachas, and 10 people run to go and give him 10 at the same time. Each one did a malacha, he carried or he pulled it off a tree, or whatever exactly the malacha that he's involved with. Paturim. Dog and Reputter. I feel bizarre chazet, and this is even if they brought it one after the other, right? Even the other ones didn't really need to be bringing it at all. Rashi says to cool in the mitzvah in the scabbin, Pitur and the Hazar is the cholam shubach. It's a good thing. You run to go save someone. This is a famous Hatzalah Gemaris. Even if the sick person had already been healed by having the first fig that was brought to him, still everyone is going to be off the hook. Right, because they didn't know what was going on. Each one thought that he was going to do a maisa to go and save somebody who was sick. He needs two grogros, two figs, two dried figs in Shabbos. And there are two dried figs attached to the same tree by two stems. Right, there's two by two stems. And there are three that are on one stem. Which one do you bring? Right, do you do two actions where you get the two, or do you one action but bring three? Shtayim asin the chazulei, you bring two because that's what he needs. Odilma shalosh asin the kamimat to the katsir, because in the reference of kotzer, you're only doing one kotzer instead of doing two katsirs. Rashi says the ain kotzer ella tlish achas, it's only one. Pshita shalosh asin, obviously you bring three. Right, that are on the same, they're on the same stand. Beep, turn the page. I'm without my base. The Adkan look on Rabbi Shmuel Hassam, but the original didn't say in our Mishnah that the less barley should be used for the Omer and Shabbos, because reducing the eating, the amount of flour necessary, is also going to be doing the less Katsira. Abel Hacha, if you end up doing less, where we do less things coming, right, you're going to be doing more kotzer. Vade shalosh masin, you for sure bring three. Zaknik say, look at Mishnah. Mitzvah sa omer lahav yimin akarov. The mitzvah of the omer, you have to bring from the barley from the place closest to Yerushalayim. Folks, lo biker hakarov Yerushalayim. If the barley closest to Yerushalayim was not biker, it's not fully ripe. That says lo bishol kol tzarko. You bring it from any place in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now, one time, story time, it happened that the barley for the Omer came from a place called Gagos Tzvifen. That's just Rochach Mishalayim, very far from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And the two brats came from Ein Socher, right? That's the Mincha, that's part of Shavuos. And this is also far from Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, my time, what was it, the barley? Why is it the barley that's used for the Omer should be brought near Yerushalayim? Iba said, Mishum Karmel, because the Torah says that the Omer should be plump kernels, you know, from good stuff. Iba say, Mishum De'ein Ma'avir Al Mitzos, you don't pass by Mitzos. You have an opportunity to go and to do it. You grab that opportunity as soon as possible. Rashi says, Mishum Karmel, Rach, Molish, Te Tavur, Rakam, Vinim Levels Biyad. If you bring from far, it's not going to be as ripe and plump. Hi, Carmel of Michlis Omer, okay? And the other one is Vilcha, because Yotzim Yerushalayim, Lavakish Omer, also Shemotzi Risha Nota, then Mavino Mitzvah. Take the first one, the opportunity you have. Next, message by Omer Megagos Tzvifa. One time it came that the Omer came from Gagos Tzvifa. And the Shtir Lechem came from the valley of Ein Socher. Tanar Abanan, Kisher Tsaru Malchi Bishach Shemona, Izeal Zem. When there was a battle, when there was a war going on, Rashi says, most of Rashi brings some sota. Kishitzar malchi bishachmano yishnei achim shayim skotetin ala melucha Horkinus va'aristovlus. They were fighting, having a battle. V'ayah Horkinus mibachutz va'aristovlus mivnim. Horkinus on the outside and Aristobulus on the inside. He was in Yerushalayim. Hyrcanus came, seized the city with the Romans. These by the way were the sons of Alexander Yanai, who's the son of Yochanan Hyrcanus, the son of Shimon, the son of Matthew, coin Gadol. There was a queen Alexandra Salam ruled after the death of her husband Alexander Yanai. When she died, the crown was supposed to pass to the firstborn Hyrcanus, Aristobulus. Didn't want to give into that, to give it to the brother, and he started a war. Each one tried to bring the Roman generals Pompey to its cause, and eventually was sieged in Yerushalayim, and that's how the Romans took over. Machlokes destroys. Okay, so what happened was is that when they started fighting, one was the inside, one was the outside. Every day those inside would lower dinarim over the wall in the basket, to meet them, and outside they would give them the carbon tamid. They would take the money, or they give them that. All right, okay. Let's go buy stuff and make sure that we can have the carbon tamid. There was a fellow there on the inside who knew the Chachma Yevanis. He knew how to. Rashi says remizos, you know how to hint and to communicate with signals. Laws on Bechachmi Avonis, so he communicated to them with that, and Amalemi said, as long as they're involved doing the Avoda, you're never going to be able to overcome them, because they're involved with the, you know, the schus of the Avoda. And next day they put the bad, you know, stuff down, the money, and they gave them, they sent up a pig. Wow. When the pig got halfway up the wall, Na'atz Sipornav Bechoma. It stuck its legs into the wall. Vinizdaza Eretz Yisrael, and the land of Eretz Yisrael, it shook. This is terrible, Gemara's. It shook. Arba meos parsa, arba meos parsa, 400 parsa by 400 parsa. Bosa Shah Amr, at that time they said, the Chama said, Aru Sheigal Chazir, curses the one who raises Chazir, raises pigs. Now they do that. The Mishnah in Bava Kami can't raise pigs. The Arushi Alamid Beno Chachmas Yavanis and curses one to teach them Chachmas Yavanis, because that's how they ended up going ahead and communicating. Val Osa Shal Shanino, and about that time, we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'isa Shaba Omer Megagos Tzrifin. It happened that the Omer came from Gagos Tzrifin, Shteilachem and Bikas in Socher, and that the Shteilachem came from Bikas in Socher. Kimata Omer, when the time of the Omer came to bring, they didn't know where they could bring the Omer from, right? Because they had nothing, this whole battle and this whole war that was going on ended up stopping, they weren't able to get the stuff. So Achruzu, they announced that whoever knows where it's growing should tell them. And Asahu Charsha, there was a Chirish, a mute person who came out. She says, Shomei Avinu Medaber, he can hear, but he can't speak. Osef Chad Yada Igra, put one hand on the roof, that's the gag, the atzrif, and the other on the tzrif, in the hut. Amar Lehu Mordechai, Mordechai asked his, this is wild, Rashi says, Shohei B'mi Achashverosh, Mordechai asked, Mi Ika Duchta, is there such a place, Tishma Gagos Tzrifin, or Tzrifin Gagos? I can't understand, like, his hint. He's like, is there such a place like this? And Batku, Faskachu, they found, they checked it out, and they found it. Yeah, Taka, there was. When it came time to bring the shelechem, they didn't know which field to bring, from which to bring wheat. Achazu, they said that whoever knows where wheat is growing should tell them. This guy showed up again, this mute guy. Also, he put it on his eye. Chadir the asichon, and the other on the hand of a door socket. Rashi explains that this is the socket of the door that chor shabim zuzadelet shabot tochvin habriach lino. When you lock the door, you have that door socket. Amar lehu Mordechai. Mordechai says, "Umike tuchti deshma ein socher or socher ein." Batko v'shkul. They checked and they found it. Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Hanu shalosh nashim. There were three women. Aishu shalosh kinim. They brought three pairs of birds. Right. Remember Mesachas Kinim. Wow. They brought him his carbonus. Chad amra lezivasi. One said, I'm bringing this for my ziva. I'm in the state of ziva. And yeah, I got to bring a carbon. Rashi says, Nimi vi hakein zeh v'chein limtsi v'chein leonasi. Chad amra liyamasi. One said, I'm bringing it for my yama. Chad amra leonasi. I'm bringing it for my ona. Savi minei zivasi zava mamish. Okay, understood. The one who said ziva, she meant literally she was a zav. Right, she had this discharge and she had to bring it. Liyamasi, liyamasi, mamish. And she said, for my yama, she meant for my sea. Mm-hmm. Right, she understood that it meant, like, she also had, like, a zav. There was a flow that was coming out like the sea. And so she also meant it's coming as a zava gedola. Right, she says, I know zava sheshofas kiyam. Lo nasi, lo nasa. And my owner meant for her time. And, yeah, which is that she brings. That's just Hainu Nami Laonas Carbon Zivsa, the Yoshmini Shila, the eighth day of Ziva. The Kula Chata Chatas Vachata Ola. In which case, all of them come out to be one Chatas and one Ola. Amalu Mordechai. Mordechai said, Shema Bezov Sikna. Maybe the one who said for my Ziva meant she was in danger because of the fact that she was hemorrhaging. Rashi says, Shofas Dam Yosef Veniskanta Lamus Vinudava Vikina Havi Dahavi and Tarvayu Olos Nidava Vizusha Amra. Liyamasi biyam sikhna, v'dusham elonasi be'ena sikhna. Now let's see. The shema bizov sikhna. Maybe she was in danger of the uterus because that it was bleeding like crazy. And she said that if she gets better, she's going to bring, you know, this carbon. Shema biyam sikhna. Maybe the one who said mayama, she meant that she was in danger at the sea. Shema be'ena sikhna. Maybe the one who says that she was in danger because of her eye. But the kula osninu in all cases, all of them are carbon olas over here. It could only be olas. Bantu v'ashkach, they checked and they found that Mordechai was actually correct. They looked into it and they see what he said. Beep, turn the page. Some chaim and alf, vayim v'tnan. And this is what it means. It says the Mishnah in Shkalim, psachia lekinim. Psachia is the one who's in charge of the pairs of birds, right? If somebody pledges to bring a carbon of the birds, he didn't have to bring any birds to the temple, but instead he could just give an amount of money. They had this chest, this is a Mishnah Shkalim called Kinim, and that's what they would do over here. And the Psachi was in charge of it, and he would try to figure out, what everyone's intent was in putting the money to make sure that it wasn't putting the wrong thing over here. Zeh Mordechai. And this is talking, who is this? This is Mordechai. Lama nikra shmo Psachia. Why was his name Psachia? Shepusech devarim v'darshim. Because he would open things up and he would explain them. Yodea b'shivim lashon. And he knew the 70 languages. Cool Sanhedrin. Nami yodei shivim lashon. Why is that such a big deal? Like, all the Sanhedrin knew that. All the 70, Yeah, all the greats in the 70 languages. Damer of Yochanan, Ein Moshivim B'Sanhedrin, Ela Baile Chachma, Baile Myra, Baile Koma, Baile Zikna, Baile Chalafim, Yodim Shivim, Loshin, Shalotah, Sanhedrin, Shamash, Peter Gurman, Turgaman. Right? We know that if a person wants to be part of the Sanhedrin, you can't. We saw this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafyud Zayin, Yaya, Gevaldik. He says that you can't go and make someone part of the Sanhedrin, unless they are wise and they are balimara, they're good looking, stark people, balikoma, they're tall, and the reason for that, Rashi says, is that their fear, that people will be scared to lie to them, balizikna, these people they're older, they're wise, and they also know witchcraft, they know kishuf. Rashi says, she'emi hei anidon b'chashif, ha'or lo yishlot bo yasim ekshafons. Right, if someone, let's say, is supposed to be killed and uses witchcraft to get out of the type of death, the judge is going to be able to use it back to execute him in any way. Amazing. And they know the 70 languages so that the Sanhedrin aren't hearing it from someone who's translating. Rashi says, Shalyachlif Tanosa V'yachayvu. Ela Dehava Baya Lishna Vidarish. The Mishnah's point that Mordechai was able to combine languages and explain them, right? Just like he did with the person who was mute, and he was able to understand. Rashi's going ain't so chavik. I can see from the behind the karlu Mordechai b'lashon. As I said, behind the silver Mordechai Bilshan, and that's why it says about him. Mordechai was also called Bilshan, which means like a bilbul of lashonos. In Nehemiah, that's the Lashon that's used to speak about Mordechai. He's called this name, known as Bilshon, of mixing up all these languages. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.